Hello, this is the Travel Rat, and this time we are on the island of Crete. We are going to walk down a gorge. Not the famous Samaria Gorge. There are over 100 more. This one is nearly as long, probably not quite as strenuous, and just a little bit well known.
Crete is famous for its numerous gorges. There are at least 100 of them, and 30 are to be found in the region of Sfakia, which is one of the wildest and most dramatic parts of the island. Imbros Gorge's situation is Sfakia, in the southeastern end of the White Mountains. The Imbros Gorge runs parallel to the main road that descends to the town of Hora Sfakia. It is without a doubt one of the most picturesque and easily accessible gorges in southern Crete, where there are geological features, rare endemic plants, and a long history that stretches back several thousand years. You will pass through Port of Faranga at the start of the gorge, where many, many battles were fought against the Turks defending one of the main routes in the region of Sfakia. In 1941, the gorge saw Allied soldiers escaping the German troops as they fled to the south coast. In the centre, at Mezzo Farango, there is a Venetian water reservoir where many thirsty travellers have quenched their thirst in the past, and several secret caves where Cretans have taken refuge during times of trouble. It is easy to let your imagination go wild in such a beautiful place as you pass through the narrowest point, 2 meters, and look up to the high cliffs, 300 meters. Here, the wind imitates ancient voices, and the sound of horses' hooves can be heard echoing throughout the lofty chasm. To walk this 8-kilometer gorge, you'll need almost 2.5 to 3 hours. The village of Imbros to Comitades. Before you start, you can enjoy the taste of a traditional lunch or a drink at the Imbros Tavern. Oh, this is the Imbros Gorge. The entrance is well signposted from a village called, believe it or not, Imbros. So I park the car here. We'll just see how it goes from there. Oh, here's a sign advertising the tavern at the other end. It is existing for about 8 kilometers, it says, and at the exit you'll find our tavern with traditional foods and return taxi or buses. It's always surprising among all this wildness to look up and see a road and a telegraph pole and a bus heading for Sfakia. It's still a bit gloomy on this side of the gorge. I passed several parties, one of which were trying the damnedest to get lost, as if you can get lost in a gorge. I suppose Papa says this is the path, this is the path, and nothing on earth is going to dissuade them from it. Now the cliffs are getting higher. There's a river about 20 feet below, or a dried up river rather, a good path along the side of the hill, and still fairly dark down here, although there's a house on the western side of the cliff I can see is beautifully lit up. Well, that was profitable from the photographic point of view, the narrowest part of the gorge, and a whole party of Americans came through. Lovely, especially the ones wearing brightly coloured clothes. We are passing through another set of gates, and I think it is really too dark for successful photography in here. Now this really is narrow. I mean, it's almost like a tunnel, and it is so dark. It must be the place where it's claimed that it's only a couple of meters wide. Well, here's another set of gates. Again, really narrow, really dark, and the cliff's about 300 feet high, I'd say. Limestone, of course, so they've probably been worn down by the action of the water. Oh, this is a place, and the rocks are worn absolutely smooth here. Little stone remaining in the gorge. Indeed, this a ravine almost like a tunnel. There's more of it too. I think I'll just wait here and wait for someone else to come down. I think the only other thing I've ever seen like this are pictures of the Slot Canyons in Arizona. You can just imagine the force of it with the waters come whistling down these narrow gates, and I'm just waiting for someone to turn around the corner. Ah, here we go. This gorge has widened out considerably here. There's toilets, goats, and place to buy tickets if you're on the way up. Well, the facilities, of course, is a squatter, and there's no paper, just a hose pipe. So I guess you've got to bring some tissues with you and be prepared to crap on your boots. We're pretty near the end now. The gorge has widened out considerably, although we still have the trees, the high cliffs on either side, and the rock-strewn riverbed. I've been thinking about the British soldiers retreating down here from the Germans. All they had to do when they got to the bottom was get to Sfakia and the beachhead. Didn't have to think about arranging a lift back to Irini. I've got my gorges mixed up again. I meant Imbros.
Started the celebration.
Well, as the saying, footballing circles, just when you thought it's all over, along comes another corner and another cliff. I like these cliffs. They're a lovely red colour. Must be iron in the rock. Probably the same stratum as at the end of the Samaria Gorge, the Iron Gates. Now this is something you don't see every day. There's an enormous rock arch in the cliff face. I'd say it's about 25 feet high and 10 feet wide. But it's absolutely beautiful. Well, I'm at the bottom end of the Imbros Gorge now, where I took a few pictures and found out there is a taxi that will take me back to Imbros for only €5. If you don't take the first opportunity to take a taxi, before you get to the road, there are signs indicating the way to various taverns where you can also get a bus and a taxi back to Imbros.
Well, that's it for this time. The music, as usual, was the Warner Ubi March by Kevin MacLeod. The Greek music were folk songs played by someone called Vangelis. He wouldn't give me his last name, just told me that it wasn't the Vangelis. Stay safe, happy travels, and see you next time.